Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dean Richards is back, and he's at the Salt Shed's new gaming area this morning. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, hi. It's really amazing because, you know, many of you will remember this area where the Salt Shed is, the old Morton Salt Barn right off of the Kennedy Expressway, just off of North Avenue and Elston, as, you know, being a super industrial area, kind of run down, kind of seedy over the years, but this has become one of the hottest entertainment areas in the Chicago area now, with not only the Salt Shed, the concert venue, but they have opened up gardens and outdoor areas, and now they've opened up this new area that's called Elston Electric, which is an old pumping station for Morton Salt that they've completely rehabbed, and they've turned it into an arcade area, an arcade bar restaurant that, you know, people love. I've been going crazy, Bob, on the Space Invaders machine that they have here this morning. That was my game back in the day.
They still have that one.
yeah, exactly. They have old school pinball machines. They have the latest technology, virtual reality. They have games of all kind for all ages here now. And that's what we're out here this morning showing in our Around Town segment.
On WGN-TV. So you're, for people who don't know, that's North Elston Avenue, right?
Yes, North Elston Avenue, which is, let me see if I can quickly find the address. Naturally, I can't.
Salt Shed. Salt Shed's a great venue. I've seen a couple of shows there. It's a very well thought out place, isn't it?
It's a really, this whole redefining of all these old buildings here, and especially the Morton Salt facility, which, you know, has been so landmark here on Elston Avenue in Chicago history. How they've repurposed this whole area here, really, it's quite amazing. It's upscale, it's fun, it's clean. They bring in top quality performers at the Salt Shed, but now, you know, you can, what they tell me is that families come to this new gaming facility here, Elston Electric, you know, because there's something for people of all ages, kids and adults, and games for everybody. And they come and spend, you know, a weekend afternoon here. They sit outside in the patio and enjoy a nice lunch. I mean, it's really quite a wonderful repurposing of this area. I'm glad to see that it's come around again.
1357 North Elston. They need some restaurants in the area now, and I'm sure that's next.
Yes. Right now, it's a little bar heavy.
Yeah.
Around here.
You need some new food options.
Yeah, not terrible. And restaurants would be perfect because it's right on the Chicago River. You know, the river flows just right in back of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get some nice restaurants with a view of the river and boats going by. You can make it like a river walk, like we have downtown with the river walk.
Yeah. Seafood restaurant, maybe? I don't know. That may be stretching it a little bit until they clean up the river a little more.
Catching fish right out of the river? What are you, Mayor Daley?
Yeah. Nothing as wholesome as a fish, Dean. We heard the news of the passing of Terrence Stamp. So most people know him from Superman, but he was in many, many movies, wasn't he?
He was, and Academy Award nominated for his role in the movie Billy Budd. In particular, he was in Young Guns. He was in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. But people really remember him best as General Zod in the first two Superman movies with Christopher Reeve. He died over the weekend. He was 87 years old. And another showbiz death, we had a couple of them, actor Tristan Rogers, who played the spy Robert Scorpio on General Hospital. His character was on and off of that show for 45 years. He also had a role on The Young and the Restless. Just last month, he announced that he had lung cancer. He did not smoke, but he passed away over the weekend at the age of 79.
Conan O'Brien was talking about late night recently. What did he have to say?
Well, he was actually being inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame on Saturday night. And, you know, was talking about all the upheaval in late night TV, in particular, the cancellation of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And he acknowledged that late night TV, as we know it, may be over with. The days of The Tonight Show and everything that's come afterwards in late night TV now may be changing because the way people watch television or whatever device they are watching now has changed. That indeed may be over, but he said people like Stephen Colbert, he says, are too talented and too essential to go away. So the voices, he says, you will still be hearing. In case you didn't hear, CBS canceled The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They said over money. That announcement came as its parent company, Paramount, agreed to a $16 million settlement with President Trump. So, you know, change is on the way.
Well, people get their late night entertainment in bites on YouTube now. And you got to love Conan, though. And Tom Cruise says no to the Kennedy Center. What are the details here, Dean?
Yeah, there are reports in the Washington Post this morning that Cruise was offered the opportunity to receive a Kennedy Center honor this year. The Kennedy Center and the honorees and everything involved with the Kennedy Center is a point of controversy this year because of President Trump's takeover, really, of the center and who is going to be honored and how the whole thing is going to take place. Bottom line, Tom Cruise, one of the biggest movie stars in the world, turned down the offer to be honored. He says it was because of a scheduling conflict. They give out the honors on December the 7th, so he is going to take a pass on it. The other honorees that are confirmed for this year include Sylvester Stallone, the band Kiss, Gloria Gaynor, the I Will Survive singer, British actor Michael Crawford, and country music star George Strait.
Tell us about the for sale signs Billy Joel is putting on some of his favorite items.
Yeah, it seems like he is shutting down some of his extracurricular activities. Over the weekend, he announced that he is closing up his motorcycle shop that he has in Long Island. It's called the 20th Century Cycle Store. He opened it back in 2010. And that's where he sells really cool motorcycles, but where he has also displayed many of his own personal motorcycles. He says he's closing up the shop at the end of the month. He's going to be auctioning off his own bikes. He's pretty much done with this. All of this comes after the news that Billy Joel is being treated for a rare brain disorder, one that has given him problems with hearing and vision and balance. Probably not the best things to have while you're trying to drive a motorcycle. So it sounds like a really good idea.
And yep.
Some collectors are going to get, you know, some pretty cool bikes out of the deal.
And finally, we have the Star Wars actor who was the guest conductor at Wrigley Field over the weekend. And his song was interrupted, wasn't it?
Yeah. This was case over the weekend. I saw lots of video of the game itself being interrupted when they were doing rehearsal runs over Wrigley Field, and they were buzzing Wrigley Field, scaring the players frequently when they were trying to play. But Star Wars actor Hayden Christensen was scheduled to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He threw out the first pitch, did a great job with that. And then he and his little daughter, Briar, began singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. When a jet buzzed the stadium, it was not a sonic boom, but it sounded like it was. It sounded like a huge explosion. Scared everybody, but good for Hayden Christensen, and especially little Briar, like little champion. She just continued singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and did a really good job. That was all part of the Chicago Air and Water Show that, you know, a lot of people, whether you wanted to or not, enjoyed taking center stage over the weekend. Also, by the way, speaking of entertainment, how about these Savannah Bananas? the genius entertainment that they provide, that they provided for two nights at the Rate, selling the place out, even during the heavy rainstorm on Saturday night, people waited it out because they wanted to see the entertainment and all the Savannah Bananas delivered out there. It's just so entertaining. I've been doing nothing but watching video from that, because it's so fun to see what they're bringing to the ballpark. And as I said on my show yesterday, you can relate to this. It reminds me of the old days with Bill Veeck at Comiskey Park, where he would do crazy things, just to entertain the people while they were there watching really slow-paced baseball games.
Yeah, Bill Veeck on steroids, though, with the Savannah Bananas, man.
But, yeah.
Yeah, they packed him in, and that Wrigley Field business, Darth Vader even frightened by the Air Force Thunderbirds. How about that? Dean
exactly.
Richards at
right.
Salt Shed, Elston Electric this morning. Have fun. Talk to you tomorrow, Dean.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.